soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on October 28, 2015. I'm going to ask you to listen very, very carefully to the words that you're about to hear. I'm going to share from the scripture multiple texts. Many times Jesus would urge the people that would hear to let the words sink down deep into their ears. And as we read the Proverbs, we hear the incline your ear up, incline your heart, receive, hear, search, look, get wisdom, understanding, knowledge, all the things that we deeply need that are more important than gold or silver or any type of merchandise at all. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And as I sound the alarm, I'm so concerned for people because people have allowed themselves to be deceived and deluded themselves, either by others or themselves, or in a harmony working together, a plot by the devil to blind the mind, to blind the heart, and to let people be taken captive by the devil. But they are religious. The book of the Bible, with 66 books, the prophets, the law, the Psalms, and the New Testament is written by one author, by God. That holy men of God were moved upon by the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit. And the volume of the book testifies of Jesus. He is our foundation of our faith. He is the perfecter of our faith. He's the beginning, the end. He's the Alpha, the Omega. He's our wisdom, knowledge, understanding. He is our redemption, our sanctification. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our Master. He's the ruler, not only of the household of faith, but of all creation. Read Colossians chapter 1. Paul makes this very clear. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be deceived by religious leaders that have exalted themselves over you, making merchandise of you, doing item by item by item the things that Jesus spoke of, testified, and rebuked, and gave woe unto, and they walk in those steps of the disobedience to the Lord. And people don't realize it. Listen carefully. Luke 6:39 and following. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? Do you see the imagery? Do you see someone that is leading that cannot physically see, cannot see what is before them? What is behind them, what is to the left, what is to the right. They do not see the danger. They do not see where they're going. And they're going to lead others. Where are they going to go? Into the ditch. Listen further. The disciple. What is a disciple? A learner, a follower. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Who's our master? Who's your master? Is it Jesus? Is it something else? Is it someone else? Is it yourself? Who's your master? You can only have one master. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Why do you behold the mote that's in your brother's eye, but perceive not the beam that's in your own eye? Jesus deals with hypocrisy here. Next verse, 6:43. For a good tree brings forth not good fruit. For a good tree brings not forth corrupt fruit. Neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. Apple trees have apples. Oranges have oranges. Righteous people have righteousness. Corrupt people have corrupt fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure, things he values, esteems, things that are put up as valuable. Out of the heart bring forth that which is evil, for the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Listen to what people talk about. What they boast in, what how they value, what they esteem. Dead giveaway. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Luke 6:46. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Hello, King Saul? Why don't you obey the Lord? Why are you rationalizing in your mind what you want to do and just offer God a sacrifice and we'll just call it all blessed? No, that's not accepted. 1 Samuel chapter 15. To hearken, to listen, to obey is better than sacrifice and the fat of rams. That is what God requires. That is sweet smelling savor to the Lord. Now, as we listen very deeply and intently, looking to the Lord to be our teacher and to show us the truth, the paradox of religion versus the kingdom of God, of delusion, spiritual delusion from the truth of the Lord and the purity of the Lord that he delights. We're going to be astonished today through these texts. Jeremiah chapter 8. Listen. At that time, says the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of his princes and the bones of the priests and the bones of the prophets and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the host of heaven whom they have loved and whom they have served and after whom they have walked and whom they have sought and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Moreover, ye shall say unto them, thus says the Lord, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turns to his course as the horse rushes into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knows her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. How do you say we're wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain he made it, the pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Therefore I will give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall in the time of their visitation. They shall be cast down, says the Lord. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. I will surely consume them, says the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree. And the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves and let us enter into the defense cities. And let us be silent there, for the Lord our God has put us to silence and has given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and but trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembles at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. For behold, I send serpents, cockatrices among you, which shall not be charmed, and they shall bite you, says the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Read this. This is Jeremiah 8. Now, so interesting. Jesus in Matthew 15. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders?" The disciples of Jesus, followers, learners of Jesus, are not doing the tradition of the religious leaders, scribes, Pharisees, rulers of the synagogues. For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" Ladies and gentlemen, you can't keep God's commandment and keep the traditions of man at the same time. You're in violation. And if you can't see that what is done today on every corner, throughout the earth, throughout the land, every city, state, and nation, where churches have become synagogues of vile abomination, traditions of man, with man violating every word of the Lord, and the people, their abomination, their sorrowful state is hurt with peace, peace, all's well, just pass the bucket, put in your money. We're going to find out what the Lord says and has done and is saying today. And you're going to have to make a decision who you're going to follow, who you're going to obey. But he answered and said unto them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it's a gift by whatsoever you might be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition." Jesus is just giving some examples. Many things are done today, many things that are taught today, many things that are esteemed today that fly in the face of God's commandment, his word, that violate his holiness. And that's what I am to declare today, that God is holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Holiness unto the Lord. He's holy. And without holiness, you or anyone will not see the Lord. That's the truth. Have you been told this? Do you believe this? Do you walk in harmony with this fact? "You hypocrites," Jesus says, Matthew 15, verse 7. "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draws nigh unto me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." God can see that. You're just giving him lip service. You're putting on an act, a script. "But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." If you're teaching doctrines of men, traditions of men, your worship is in vain. It's useless, worthless, good for nothing, without effect. And he called the multitude and said unto them, "Hear and understand. It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Then came his disciples and said unto him, No, it's not that the Pharisees were offended after this. They heard the saying. They don't want to hear the truth. It's so simple. They want you to go along with the system. Just play along and all will be well. But no, the truth confronts the lie. No lie is of the truth. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. There's lots of plants, ladies and gentlemen. There's lots of vines. There's lots of thistles and bramble bushes. Things that have no fruit. And they're going to be plucked up. Let them alone, Jesus says. They be blind leaders of the blind. At the synagogues. At the churches. They have other shepherds. Did you know that Jesus said in John chapter 10, there's one flock? Well, go grab a yellow book called a phone book and look up under the category churches and see how many flocks you find. Did you know that Jesus said in John 10, there's one shepherd? People are building, people are doing things that violate the commandment of God, that violate the word of God, and they're plants, and they're planting, and they're sowing seed, and it's corrupt. And we're going to find out what the Lord said he's going to do. Let them alone. Abandon them, Jesus said in Matthew 15, 14. Let them alone means abandon them. Depart from them. Go from them. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Ponder here carefully. We read Jeremiah 8. We're reading Matthew 15. Look at Luke 13. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose you that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they endured such things? I tell you, no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repentance. Everyone needs to repent. Repent. Oh, repent. I don't care if you're being told to repent or not repent. You need to know that the Spirit of God has sent forth to convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And you must repent before the Lord of your dead works and have faith in God and walk in obedience and faith with him. Walk with him, for every disciple shall be as his master. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think they were sinners above all them men that dwelt in Jerusalem? Now I tell you no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable. Listen, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none? Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that you shall cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues. It's a place of worship where people gather to worship. Like today, we have churches that are not assemblies of the Lord that are filled with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus Christ's head, with the full of the Holy Spirit, hearing the voice of the Lord with everyone with the gift of Christ, ministering one to another through humility and as brethren. No, this is religion. This is religion. This is that which Jesus said, not one stone will be upon another that shall be not thrown down. The temple, physical brick and mortar, was sacrifices, the law of Moses, the corruption, the decay, the worshiping of the stars, the hosts, just as we read in Jeremiah 8. Everything but God. They worshiped the creation more than God. Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues. He went off into their synagogues and he spoke and ministered the power of God and exposed hypocrisy and corruption and goofy religious teaching, judgment that was so foreign and false and flawed and revealed the murder of the heart of the religious people. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could not in any wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue is an archon of the synagogue, what we call pastors today. They're men that are exalted over the people as lords, as overlords, which Peter condemned in 1 Peter 5:1-3. It doesn't work that way in the kingdom of God. And Jesus said and declared an authoritative proclamation over his kingdom and over his household of faith in Mark 10:42 and Matthew 20:25. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. He was angry at Jesus because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, this ruler, synagogue, backward religious quack said to Jesus and to the people. He was a liar. There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. That's what his teaching was. That's what his commandment was. The Lord then answered him and said, you hypocrite, do you not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, a precious woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. Who were Jesus' adversaries? The rulers of the people, the blind guides that taught commandments of men and made worship in vain, leading people away and being angry with Jesus. Same is true today. But the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and became a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It's like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And he said unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside, knocking at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we've eaten and drunk in your presence. You have taught us in our streets. But you shall say, I tell you. He shall say, I tell you. I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. I want you to remember that. I want you to take a look at Genesis 12, what God said to Abraham, this beautiful proclamation of the living God to Abraham, how he'd be the father of many nations, that all the families of the earth would be blessed through Abraham by faith. And this is thoroughly explained in Galatians. And people twist this word and say it's for Israel and Jerusalem and the Jews. And that's a lie. It's for all the people from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, all the nations of the earth, every kindred, tongue, and tribe that has faith in Jesus, that has repented and abides in the Lord, will be in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. It's thoroughly explained in Galatians 3. Behold, there were last which shall be first, and there are first, which shall be last. Jesus is explaining something here. Remember Jeremiah 8. Remember these things you're hearing today in the Gospels and Jesus confronting religion of Jerusalem. The leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the elders, all the different parts, the rulers, the synagogue. The same is true today. Where are you going to be in this? Are you going to be rejoicing in the words of Jesus? Or are you going to hold to the traditions of the men that lead over the people, the blind guides? Listen, this is still Luke 13, verse 33. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which kills the prophets and stones them that are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen does gather her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, you shall not see me until the time come when you shall say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the words of Jesus Christ. This is concealed from religious land today. They're lying to you. They go contrary to this. God does not receive flesh and blood into the kingdom of heaven. We're not born again by flesh DNA. People that said they were of Abraham by flesh, by DNA, John 8. No. As I said, it's every kindred, tongue, tribe, nation, people that have repented and had faith in Jesus and walk with the Lord in abiding are of the kingdom of God, is within them. And the kingdom has suffered violence. It's been perverted and corrupted. There's fowls of the air lodging in the trees. There's good fish, bad fish. There's tares, there's wheat. There's true servants of the Lord, and there's fakers. And a woman has gone forth, and she's hid leaven in the meal till everything was corrupted and leavened. In Matthew 21, 18. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered, and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on you henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a similitude. Look at the interaction of Jesus and the religious system in this chapter, Matthew 21. The confrontation of Jesus with false religious leaders that despise the act of God, that despise the truth, despise the messenger Jesus, who came in his Father's name and the power of his word, who replaced Moses. And they murdered him. In Matthew 21, 42 through 45, Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given unto a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Every nation, every kindred, every tribe, any type of people that have repentance and faith in Jesus are brought into the kingdom of God and grafted into the tree. Whoever shall fall on the stone shall be broken, but on whoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. A parable Jesus spoke, and they perceived he spake of them, but they feared the people, for they said he's a prophet. This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtoReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.